The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Dafayin. We're going to be discussing this shiur some of the details of Karma Chagiga, but more importantly, using Karma Chagiga as a springboard to discuss the whole concept of Achilas Kodshim Bechlal, and some Pratim then, again, Bechlal, how we understand mitzvahs that are Tali in Achilas, and we're going to have an interesting Haloch Lamaisa Nafkemino, which comes up when one eats Kairach. It has to do with the Rosh and the Shabbat Ayah in the last parak, in Avi Pesachim. It's all really has to do with this sugya. The Mishnah tells us, on the bottom of Samech Tes Amid Beis, that the Karma Chagiga that was brought with Karma Pesach, one was makriv the Karma Pesach, the Shechitis Karma Pesach was B'Yudal B'Nisan, on Erev Pesach. With the Karma Pesach, there's a chiv to bring Karma Chagiga. Chagigas Yudal is called, there's a Chagiga on every Yom Tov, there's also Chagigas Yudal, the Mitzvah Shem in a future shir, will discuss the chiyuv of Karban Chagiga, of the Karban Sham Simcha, that were brought on Yom Tov as an expression of Simcha Zachag. The Chagiga Yudal is a separate chiyuv. The Gemara tells us, in order to eat the Karban Pesach, Al HaSoiva. The Mishnah tells us that it does not have the dinim of Karban Pesach, even though it's affiliated, it accompanies the Karban Pesach. It can't be brought by Shabbos, it's only B'choil. It's not Doicha Tuma. We're learning all the halachas of Tchias Tuma and Tchias Shabbos in order to facilitate the Havos Karban Pesach. But the Karban Chagiga is not brought by Shabbos, it's not brought by Tuma, and there's no Chiv to bring it when there's enough of a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach normally was split many ways, so there would not be enough Basar Kodshim to be eaten a la Soiva, so therefore there's a Chiv to bring the Karma Chagiga. The Gemara says it's clear that Karma Chagiga is not a chiyuv by itself. First words of the Gemara in Daf Ayin, Lav Choyvi, the Salvadai, the Choyvi, Tasi B'Shabbos, Tasi B'Meruva, Tasi B'Tum, it should be brought under any circumstances. Why Takanat? So the Gemara says that the only purpose of the Karma Chagiga is only Chagiga Abba Ma'Pesach Nechel Es Tchilo, Kedei Sheyei Pesach Nechel Al HaSoiva. That the Maisa V'Achilas Pesach, which is what we do, the Afikomen is leftover Lubsoiv, the Afikomen is Nechal Al HaSoiva, for those of us that have more than 7.5 minutes before Chatzos to eat the Shulchan Aruch, to be Yoitza, the Mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov, by the Seder, the Afikomen should be eaten somewhat Al HaSoiva, in order to be a Zeicher to the Karban Pesach, the Achilles Karban Pesach. So what does it mean, Lav Choyv? It's not a Chet, there's no din at all to bring it. Rashi in the Mishnah sounds like there's a din der Raisa. The Rashi says, Pesach, Barba also, Kedyol for Gemara, there's a Liman min der Raisa that should be brought. Tosu says, in Dibar Maskel, Lav Choyv, he kaloy meni chayv min atar lavia. Lav Choyv means that it's not der Raisa, it's der Rabbonon. Rashi seems to understand, Lav Choyv, he means that there's a din der Raisa to bring the Karma Chagigo, in order that the Karban Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSoiva, but there's no Chiyuv for itself to bring a Karban Chagiga. The Chiyuv of the Karban Chagiga is in order to facilitate Karban Pesach being eaten properly, but it's not a Chiyuv unto itself. Tosfos learns not that way. Lav Choyva means Lav Choyva. It's not a Chiyuv deraisa, it's only midrabbanan. And Tosfos explains that this din that you have to eat the Karban Pesach Al HaSoiva, so memela it has to be preceded by Karban Chagiga is only midrabbanan. He brings from Yerushalmi. The hard of the reward the mashm of Yerushalmi, the hard of Pesach Nechal Al HaSoiva, Hanim Drabonon. Tosfos says, Gzeru Mishum Shvirus Etzim. Later on, we're going to learn the law, Pasuk Mefureshet and Pashas Boi, of Shvirus Etzim. One is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in a way where he's breaking the bones in order to, the bigger bones of an animal, in order to take out the meat, the marrow that's stuck inside. So, in order that one should not be scrounging around for an extra bite, we think of eating kachim, we don't think of it in those terms, but in order that the achila shouldn't be ba'ifin, where each person is looking for a little more to eat, so the halacha is, Chazal instituted that a karma chagiga should be brought in order in order that there shouldn't be a chash that a person is going to be shoyver etzem in order to find some more basar, so they instituted that the Pesach should be nechel al asoiva. Because of that, you need to bring a karban chagig. What is a karban chagig? It's not a karban derabon, obviously. It's a karban shlom with all the dim of karban shlom. The whole avodah is karban shlom with all the dinim. And it can be eaten, v'shteyam v'layla echad, like all kachim kam. It doesn't have to be eaten with the time span of Karban Pesach, but it was brought in order that the Karban Pesach should be nechal al asev. The whole din of Karban Pesach, nechal al asev, is only midirabonim. The Gemara says that the purpose of the Karban Chagig was nechal al asev. Rashi seems to understand the din deraisa. The truth of the matter is, Tosfos is very hard to understand. Why is Tosfos hard to understand? Because there's at least two Gemaras, mufuroshos in Shas, that say that the din is by all kachim. Seems to be a din klali in kachim that basa kachim nechal al asev gemar tmur davkov gimel menachas davkov aleph. Carbon basa carbonus that was eaten wasn't eaten as a something to fill a person up, something when he was hungry. When a person was to the point of being full, basa kachim would be eaten in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if it's eaten when a person's grabbing a bite, it's not the tzura, the Gemara says, in those two places of eating kachim. Memela, that's a din by all kachim. All kachim had to be accompanied by eating something else, not just the bus of kachim. If there was only a piece for each kohen, or the bus was given out to many people, it had to be accompanied by other things to be eaten in order that it should be eaten ala soiva. So how could I say that's only din derabbanan? The whole din of achilas karban pesach is a specific din for karban pesach, gzeira otu shviras etzem. So the Tosfos is difficult to understand. There is a famous yisoid from the Gedolei Brisk, the Briskerov, his father Reb Chaim, ultimately goes back to his father, the Beis Halevi, and they explain like this. They put down a basic principle. They say that the idea of that the Torah tells us how to eat kachim, that there's a tzura to the ma'isa achilos, how it's to be eaten, is not true by all kachim. It's only true by kachim kedoshim. Why is that? Kachim kedoshim, as a basic rule, kachim kedoshim can only be eaten by kohanim. The Gemara says that when the kohen eats, kohanim oichlim ubailov miskaprim. Meaning to say, the achila of the koyin, because we explained the basic principle, why the kachim kalim, whatever the kachim kalim represents, could be eaten even by Yisraelim, and why whatever kachim kadoshim represents, kachim chatos, etc., could only be eaten by koyanim. The maisa of achilas koyanim is akin to a maisa avoided. The same way the kahanim are the only ones that could be oyved, they're the only ones that have the schus to do the avoidah of Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, and all the other Avodis, Haktorah, etc., etc., everything that's done, the base of English, was done by the Kehanim. The eating of Kavonis that they specifically have to do, which is by Kachi Kadoshim, is a Maisa Avoida. The Torah tells us that the Maisa Avoida, the Torah says, that the Achila of Kachim has to be done with a certain dignity. The same way the Kohen doesn't do the Avoida unless he's Torah, unless he was mitire himself with the water, the special purified water of the Kiyuv Kano, he has to wear the big dekuna, he has to be standing on the Ritzvah Hazor. There are dinim how the Kohen does, because the Maisa Avoida, it has to be done in a way that dignified, L'shoris, L'chabed, L'shoris, L'fnei Hashem. Achilas Kochim is also to grab a bite, to grab a drumstick, well, that's by a chicken, there's no chicken in the base of English, but to grab a pastrami sandwich on the go, just to put down something because you're hungry in the middle of the day, is not the tzura of avoidus Hashem. It's not the tzura of avoidus kavonis. It's not, it doesn't have a dignified tzura. It's not the kohen can't do it. Can't do that type of eating on the go. When he does a maisa avoida of achilas kavonis, when the Gemara says kahanim oichlim ubailam miskapim, it has to be done ala soiva in order that it should have a tzuras hagidula. The Gemara says. The Gemara says that the basa kachim should be eaten roasted. It should be eaten with a tzura of roimus, a tzura of dignity, a tzura of royalty. Masha'enke by kachim kalim. By kachim kalim, there is a mitzvah of achilas kachim, but that mitzvah of achilas kachim is not a din in the maisa achilu. There's no maisa achilu like a maisa avoida. There's a din that the basa should be eaten. up. I mean, say it's not a din specifically in the Ma'is Avodah. The Beis Halevi points out that the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim would seem from different sugyas in Zvachim is niskayim even bepochus mekazayis. Lo shamanu v'lo reinu. Any place in Torah where there's a mitzvah to eat, not a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, not when it comes to eating matzah, not by Shabbos Sudah, not Erev Yom Kippur, let's say, any mitzvah achil in the Torah is always bekazayis. Achil, when the Torah says, lo yisoichlu, when the Torah says, yoichlu, it's always a shir of kazayis. A ma'is achil is bekazayis. The Beis Halevi says, how could it be that basa kotchim is eaten with less than a kazayis, yoichlu the mitzvah, less than a kazayis, because there's no din to do a ma'is achil. When the Yisrael eats the basa kotchim, it's a din that the basa kotchim should be eaten, and nothing should be left over. The same way the carbon is brought, the carbon is eaten. It's not a din in my eating, it's a din in that the carbon was eaten. Even less than a kazayis. I facilitated that the carbon was eaten. So merely even less than a kazayis, there's a mitzvah that was in the sky. This finds very interesting expression, halacha l'maisa, real halacha l'maisa. The Rosh in Arvei Pesachim, when he talks about the shear of Korach, Korach we eat the matzah together with some charoses and the mor. So people, the minhag by many people is to eat the romaine lettuce, the green lettuce by the chasa, by mor, and by Korach to eat some of the chrein. The problem is, eating kazayis of chrein is rather difficult, especially if you grated it close to the seder. Try it, you'll see if you cover it with an airtight cover on top of the container, the stuff stays pretty sharp, even though it was grated Erev Pesach. Eating kazayis of it is somewhat of a mesiras nefesh. So if somebody wants to eat it together with chasa, okay. But there's a shagas aryeh to remember. The Rosh says that the reason why one has to eat a kazayis by koirach is in order to make the bracha, asher kiddush, in order to make the bracha, asher kiddushon b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu al achilas moror, so he says that the achilas koirach, which is matzah moror, in order that it should be an achila for the bracha, it has to be a kazayis. And the shagasai wants to know what you have to say, that the reason why you have to eat it as a kazayis, the reason why you need a shir of a kazayis and koirach is because of the bracha, because the lashon of the bracha is al achilas, and achila is only a kazayis. Stop. Every mitzvah, there's a mitzvah derabon of eating koirach, mitzvah deraita made bizman amigdosh, bizman azeh mitzvah derabon of eating koirach, l'chayr it has to be eaten bekazayis. Every mitzvah achila is bekazayis. So the Shagas Ari explains that what the Rosh means to say is, what's meduyik in the Rosh is, that the mitzvah of eating koirach as a whole is certainly bekazayis. The mitzvah of every eating is bekazayis. But as far as the specific matzah and moror is concerned, does one need a kazayis of each? One needs a kazayis only of everything together, because the din is only that it should be eaten together as part of a koirach. One could eat, even though one has to eat moror, one has to eat matzah, but there's only a din on the koirach b'chlal that should be a kazayis. Is there a din that each one should be a kazayis? No, there's a din that the sandwich should be eaten together with al matzah z'morim yechlu. The ma'isa has to be a ma'isa of achilas kazayis, true, but the amount of moror that one needs, and the poskim can say that if one has a hard time with moror b'chlal, so you have to eat a kazayis and moror by moror proper, but by koirach you could eat even mitzuruf with a matzah. According to the Shagatai, based on the Rosh, the shear of moror in the koirach sandwich will be less than a kazayis. What the same idea he's saying that we just said, that where the mitzvah is to eat, where the din of ma'is achil the shear is kazayis, where there's no din of a ma'is achil, in the case of koirach where you're doing a ma'is achil on everything bechlal, there's only a din that it should be eaten. Basa Kotchum was saying there's only a din in the carbon that it should be eaten. Or by Korach was saying that it's only a din that the sandwich should be eaten with moror, but you don't have to eat a kazayis of moror. So the halacha is over there that it's maspik, it's enough, tsagi, with less than a kazayis. So that's an interesting halacha l'maisa, which is halacha l'maisa, because some people have a hard time with the moror. So mele, you could be mekel, l'chor al pidushay kazayi, to less than a kazayis. In any case, so this is the principle that the Briskerov and Reb Chaim and the Beis Halevi said, and they explained that that's why the sugis that we find all over Shas, that there's a mitzvah To eat ala soiva is the tsura of a ma'is achila. That's only by kachim gadoshim. Mashen came by kachim kalim. There's no din, there's no mitzvah of achila at kachim. But Yisrael could eat it. Yisrael doesn't do a ma'is avoida. By him it's only din the carbon, that the carbon should be eaten up. That is enough lesson, because that doesn't have to be ala soiva. So what's by carbon Pesach? Carbon Pesach itself, as we've said over and over again, the Shurim and Perek Tamin Nishchad, the Ikir Mitzvah of Carbon Pesach is the eating of the Carbon Pesach. The Rambam says the Mitzvah of Carbon Pesach is the Shechita, because the Ikir Kiyum of the Carbon Pesach is in the Achilas Carbon Pesach. So Memeilo, over there is a specific Maisa Achila. Why it can be done by Yisrael, we've explained over and over again, that on the night of Pesach, all Yisraelim are Kehanim. The purpose of Leo Pesach is to turn Klai Yisrael, to turn all the Jews into Mamlechus Kehanim V'Glai Kaddish, we're all Kehanim, Leo Pesach. The dam is put on the doorpost, and on the mizbeach, because every house is a mizbeach. Every yid is a kohen gadol. Everybody sits by their own seder with a kittel, right? We're all kohanim gedolim on the night of Pesach. All of us could be Isaac in the Maisa Avoida of Maisa Achilas Kochim. So Memela, if there's a din, that it has to be eaten in the same tzura as the Maisa Avoida, it has to be eaten al asoiva. If it has to be eaten al asoiva, you need a karmachanikah. I affect the chashayla, l'chayra. The question begs itself. If Karban Pesach needs Chagiga because Karban Pesach has to be eaten al HaSoiva, what about the Karban Chagiga? Why is there not a din to bring another Karban in order to facilitate the Chagiga being eaten al HaPesach? So they, it's al HaSoiva. So they explain, because Karban Chagiga is Kachim Kalam. If it's Kachim Kalam, there's no din na Maisa Achila, there's no din na Maisa Avoida. There's only a din that the Karban should be eaten. That is not Mechayev al HaSoiva. If that's not Mechayev al HaSoiva, so then one could bring the Karban Chagiga to facilitate the Karban Pesach being eaten al HaSoiva. The problem with this is that the approach sounds beautiful. The problem is, A, that it sounds in the other sugyas like Be'etzim is the Yisoid of eating all Kachim al HaSoiva, even Kachim Kala. And there's also a Mordechai which seems to contradict this approach. The Mordechai is hard to get around. They had to stim the Mordechai with the idea that we just explained. The Mordechai says, interesting, he says like Tosis, he says it has to be that eating Pesach ala soiva is midrabbanon, and he says this kasha, because if it wouldn't be, then what problem are you solving? Chagiga also has to be eaten ala soiva. He explains over there, it's interesting, the lashon of look in the Havadah Shel Pesach, and by the bracha at the end of Magid, we say, v'noichal shomen azvachem napsachem, it's a tefillah, that we should next year, v'noichal shomen azvachem napsachem, we should eat min azvachem. What's zvachem? The Mephoshim say, karma chagiga u'min apsachem. We say zvachem first. Why? Says the Mordechai. Because normally, before, by the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, by the Seder, is not the part of the Seder which belongs to the world outside. The rest of the Seder is Kodesh, it's all mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch is sitting down and enjoying some soup with knedlach. Sitting down and enjoying the chulin. It's not true. Because the Shulchan Aruch of a Yid, Leil Pesach, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Ula Kishi Yibana Beis HaMikdash, was eating Basa Kachim. It's an avoid of eating Basa Kachim. We have to remember that. And when a Yid sits down by a Yom Tov Suda, he's really eating Basa Kachim. The soup at Knedlach is not a matzah ball soup. It's a Dovah Kodesh. It's a Yid sitting, Zeh HaShulchan HaShelefnei Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch is the same name as the book that dictates everything we do in life. Because eating like a Yid is the same thing as living like a Yid. In any case, getting back to the Halacha, the Mordechai says the v'neichal shom min hazvachim min hapsachim, every year we eat the karban chagiga before the Pesach min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. Ma'ashen kim b'mitzoy Shabbos, when Leil said the occasional year when Leil Pesach is Motzi Shabbos, and most people know about it from the halachas of biur chometz in the morning of Shabbos, how to eat the suda, a little bit complicated. But that Mitzvah Shabbos, since the Karban Pesach, a Karban Chagiga was not brought, because the Karban Chagiga can't be brought on Shabbos, like it says in our Mishnah over there, we say, V'noich HaShom min HaPsochim u'min HaZvochim. Why? Because the Pesach was shechted B'yudal, Zdoich HaShabbos, and the Zvochim was only brought afterwards. So it could only be brought Motzi Shabbos, could only be shechted Motzi Shabbos. So Mele, on Motzi Shabbos, we say, Min HaPsochim u'min HaZvochim. As I state in Mordechai. And the Mordechai says that the reason why it has to be that Pesach al HaSoiv is only Dindur Rabbonon is because if it would be a din deraisa, and he says, because of the shvius, that's what you have to fill up before you become better, if it would be a din deraisa, then the karmach hagig would have the same problem. So we see that he doesn't hold of this shtickle Torah to understand that Karban Pesach is like Kotcha Gadashim. Maybe he doesn't hold the whole principle that there's a chil between Kotcha Gadashim and Karban Kalam. Kotchim Kalam. In the sugyas, in Tmura and Zvachim that we said before in Menachas, it says that Nechal al Asev is a din by all Karbanis. So what we have to say over here is that there's two levels of the din of Achilas Kotchim al Asev. There's Achilas Kotchim al Asev, where the, like we said, the basic idea is for sure that Kotchim should be eaten. Lusharis in a manner of royalty shouldn't be eaten on the run. There's no such thing as grabbing Bazar Kotchim as a steak sandwich on the run. But that theoretically that could be true even if one sets himself up that he's going to eat a whole suda together with the Bazar Kotchim. He could eat the Bazar Kotchim first. What it means is not to grab it. It shouldn't be in a casual way like a snack. So one theoretically could eat the Bazar Kotchim even though now he's not full, but he has a whole suda that's put down, and he eats it together, together with the whole suda. That means that the basa carbon is eaten in a dignified fashion. L'lamashal, the carbon toida, where it had to be eaten if a person was in a life-threatening situation, brought a carbon toida, he would invite, says in Chazal, he would invite all his family and friends, he would tell them about the nisim. He has a yeva laila to finish off a huge amount of basa and a tremendous amount of lachmei toida. So what would everybody get? Everybody would sit in Yerushalayim, they would sit around the table, sing shirs for tishbokas, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, and in a sudas mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim, together they would eat basar together with lechem. So you would eat the basar, and there would be ala soiva, because it was eaten together with the lechem. You would fill up. Not everybody got a big piece of basar. You would fill up on the lechem etoid, and you would eat it together with the basar kotchim. But by Korban Pesach, there's a dinder abonon that it has to be eaten. Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva before. It has to be eaten ala soiva after eating whatever else. Why? Over there we have the Gzera of Tosfos that says that if a person is hungry while he's eating the basar kotchim, he might by habit, because he's looking for an extra piece of meat, he's hungry, so he might break a small bone and he might take out the basar that's inside the bone of the Korban Pesach. So because of that they made a Gzera to upgrade the din ala soiva, not only that the suda should be a suda, not just a snack on the run, but it should be eaten ala soiva before one partakes of the basar kotchim, the Shulchan Aruch, before the tzofen, before the achilas Korban Pesach, to eat the suda. That din, that second level ala soiva, the kpeda of being magd in the suda of preceding the achilas kotchim, the achilas Korban Pesach with the suda, that's only din derabbanan. That din is only derabbanan. That's what the Mordechai means. So the basic principle could be true. The din of lechel ala soiva is certainly not a din in the Maisa Achila, because the din of Basar Kotchim is not a din in doing a Maisa Achila, but it's a din that the carbon should be eaten, but the carbon should be eaten in a way which has a dignified surah, and that there's a different level than Korban Pesach. That for sure is true, except that the explanation, like we said, that whether there's a chil between Kotchim Kalim and Kotchim Gadoshim, that seems to be that the Mordechai does not agree with the way Reb Chaim and the Briskerov explained this halacha. So these are the basic ideas of Achilas Kotchim. Again, Achilas Kotchim is a mitzvah, but what the Beis Halevi elucidates is that the mitzvah is not to do a regular Maisa Achila, but it's to be eaten. And we said that finds expression, Halacha L'Maisa, by the Koyrach, where the Moror, there's no mitzvah to eat Moror, a Kizayis Moror, there's a mitzvah that the Matzah of Koyrach should be eaten with Moror. It's enough that Moror is eaten in the sandwich. The Shagasai says, because of that, there's no din to eat a kezayis of mora against a chiddush. Not everybody agrees with it, but certainly b'shas hadchak, a choyla, somebody has a hard time chewing the mora, somebody who has a hard time digesting the mora could certainly be mekel to din derabonon based on the Shagasai.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shayla, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.